Over 2 months now in office, President Biden is getting some high remarks from voters. Our new ABC News Ipsos poll finds 72% approve of his handling of the pandemic, 60% approve of his handling of the economy. But there are warning signs for his agenda, as majorities of Americans disapprove of his job on immigration and gun violence. So tonight we return to the state that saved Joe Biden's primary campaign in 2020, South Carolina, to hear directly from voters there about where the president is meeting expectations and where he may be missing the mark. Here's ABC's Devin Dwyer.
We began in the heart of South Carolina, the capital, Columbia. Democratic voters here were critical to saving Joe Biden's primary campaign. Now they're looking to him to deliver.
We need to act, not tomorrow, not a year from now, but today.
Lawrence Nathaniel is founder of the group Black Lives Matter South Carolina. Last year, he led protests demanding racial justice after the death of George Floyd.
When I seen something wrong, I wanted to make it right. So I wanted to go out there and focus on how just to make it right.
Nathaniel, who supported businessman Tom Steyer in the primary, says he's happy with President Biden, but wants to see more help for low-income neighborhoods like this one, where Black Lives Matter is renovating a church into a community center.
What are you trying to do?
Build change and bring hope for people in this community and show that Black Lives Matter is more than just about a protest.
If you had 5 minutes with President Biden today, what would you tell him?
There are people out here that's still hurting and that needs help and that need to make sure that they could trust you as our president of the United States.